Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we will be looking into the background story of All People That on Earth Do Dwell. All People That on Earth Do Dwell, 1561. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Psalm 100, verse 2. Disagreements about church music are nothing new. When the Reformation swept across Europe in the 1500s, there was a division among Protestants concerning congregational singing. Some of the Reformers, like Martin Luther of Germany, advocated singing hymns and carols. Others, like John Calvin of Geneva, thought that only the Psalms of David should be sung. Calvin had been born in Noyon, France, in 1509 and educated at the University of Paris. In 1533, he experienced a quote-unquote sudden conversion that changed the course of his life. Joining a group of Protestants in Paris, his brilliance and preaching skills elevated him to leadership in the French Protestant movement. That same year, anti-Reformation riots drove him from Paris, and he eventually settled in Geneva, Switzerland, which became a center of Reformation life through his ministry. Calvin was a fierce advocate for the use of metrical versions of the Psalms. He felt that church worship should be simple, consisting of prayer, preaching, and the singing of the Psalms. Like Augustine, he believed that a person cannot, quote, sing things worthy of God unless he has received them from Him, unquote, and that there are, quote, no better songs nor more appropriate to the purpose than the Psalms of David, which the Holy Spirit made and spoke through him, unquote. In 1551, a hymn book of Psalms was published in Geneva. In it, Psalm 134 was set to a majestic and beautiful melody composed, or adapted, by a man named Louis Bourgeois. 10 years later, another edition of the Psalter was published, and this time, the same majestic, stirring tune was used with the words to Psalm 100 as versified by Reverend William Keith, who had fled his native Scotland during the persecutions of Queen Mary. Ever since the publication of the 1561 hymnal, this tune has been called the Old 100th because of its association with Psalm 100. Christians today know it as the melody to which the doxology is typically sung, Praise God from whom all blessings flow. But for 500 years, it has been more closely associated with William Keith's rendition of Psalm 100. All People That on Earth Do Dwell is known as, quote, Calvin's Reformation Hymn, unquote. If you know the melody of the doxology, take time to sing this old hymn and make a joyful noise to the This has been Rex Bridges reading from Then Sings My Soul, Volumes 1 and 2 by Robert J. Morgan, copyright 2003 by Robert J. Morgan, used by permission of Thomas Nelson Publishers.